To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljufan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
nadlegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo
in da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Lacking in the powers necessary to keep order in a free society. Then we shall introduce measures which give them what they need.
V nocošnji oddaji več o mednarodni mreži Food Not Bombs, o kateri smo se pogovarjali s Kitom McHenryjem, enim od začetnikov gibanja za razdeljevanje brezplačne hrane. Food Not Bombs pa je danes mreža, ki po vsem svetu šteje že več kot 100 avtonomnih skupin. Nenasilna prostovoljna mreža Food Not Bombs oziroma v prevodu Hrana ne bombe, ki zagotavlja brezplačno, toplo, vegetarijansko hrano in politično podporo tisočim ljudem v 75 mestih po vsem svetu, je torej, kot smo slišali in bomo slišali vse bolj na udaru ameriških oblasti. Od leta 1980 dalje sicer po vsem svetu aktivnih približno 100 skupin, ki redno delijo brezplačne obroke ter s tem protestirajo proti razsipavanju denarja za nepotrebne stvari, kot so vojne in oboroževanje, kljub vse večji razširjenosti lakote in brezdomstva. Razdeljevanje hrane je v ZDA pogosto nezakonito, ameriška država pa z nenasilnimi aktivisti obračunava s specialnimi enotami. Samo v San Francisco je bilo doslej pod obtožbo razdeljevanja brezplačne hrane aretiranih več kot 1000 ljudi. Aktivisti naj bi, kot trdijo ameriške oblasti, ob razdeljevanju brezplačne hrane izražali tudi svoja politična stališča, kar pa v ZDA ni dovoljeno. O mreži Food Not Bombs smo se pogovarjali s Kitom McCandyjem. Kit, ki je bil zaradi akcije razdeljevanja hrane že večkrat aretiran in zaprt, je eden od ljudi, ki so v začetku 80-ih osnovali prvo Food Not Bombs skupino in s tem sprožili oblikovanje mednarodne mreže. Kita smo vprašali, kako akcije mreže pokrivajo ameriški mediji.
Now the American media covered the first series of arrests. And after that, it learned to not cover Food Not Bombs anymore. So the only way that we get any coverage in the United States at all is by local newspapers about a local chapter. It often mentions, for instance, in this Arizona Daily Star article that came out a couple of days ago in Tucson, it said it was a national organization. Which is kind of funny since I wrote the reporter back and said, well, I'm now in Poznan, Poland, meeting the Food Not Bombs group there, and I'm on my way to Zagreb to meet the Food Not Bombs group there. So the thing that's very fascinating in the last maybe 10 or 15 years about media coverage of Food Not Bombs, there's been, for instance, a series of articles about, say, the protests against the Democratic National Convention in Los Angeles. In the Los Angeles Times, they talked about how the diversity of groups that were participating in the protests, and they would interview people and they would identify them as being with this group or that group. Then they have a little paragraph by a Food Not Bombs activist. And he says what he's saying, and then they go, and this man serves free vegetarian food every week in the park. Does not use the name Food Not Bombs. Then they profile the man, talk about how he's part of the black bloc, and that he works in this grocery store, and he's in these other groups and so on, names the groups, and then says, but the main thing he does is serve free vegetarian food every week in the park in Whittier, California. Never use the name Food Not Bombs. New York Times had an article about diversity of the protesters in New York. Same pattern. Interview have quotes from Food Not Bombs activists, did not say did not mention the name of the group, says he's with a group that feeds the homeless every week in the park. Washington Post article, same thing. So essentially for the last maybe 15 years or so, when it's a national news story, they will not say the words Food Not Bombs because, as our book says, as the Food Not Bombs book points out, if you just say the name Food Not Bombs, you basically are giving away the entire political ideology of Food Not Bombs, and we wanted to do something that was very simple and easy to understand that was in contrast to what the communist groups in America at the time were doing, where they basically had, like, even some of the communist groups would have, like, 30 or 40 words on their banner. And, you know, who's got time to be reading all this stuff? With us, you could just go, oh, money for food, not bombs. You're spending your resources on food and not bombs. You get the whole political idea. And so I think the media has either intuitively understood, or maybe the government itself has told them, hey, don't be going around saying that their food not bombed. Just say that they serve free vegetarian food in the park. It's very mysterious as to why. There's maybe 20 articles I've read of national magazines and newspapers that talk about us but never use the name.
Kit torej meni, da ameriški mediji namerno nočejo objaviti imena mreže Food Not Bombs. Prepričan je, da zato, ker bi novinar s tem, ko bi omenil ime hrana ne bombe, že predstavil tudi osnovno politično idejo skupine. Prav zaradi slabega medijskega pokrivanja pa so se lotili tudi medijskega aktivizma in ustanovili svoj radio. Podrobnosti pojasnjuje Kit.
What really got us starting the Free Radio Berkeley and San Francisco Liberation Radio, which were a low-watt FM, illegal FM radio stations, was because one day I call up the Bay Area News Service, which is a local like Associated Press or Reuters, and the woman at the picks up the phone and says, "Oh wow, you're from Food Not Bombs. We have signs posted all over our room saying we're not allowed to accept phone calls from you or we would be aiding and abetting in a crime. We have been told by the police that we cannot report on you anymore." So from that time on, we decided, okay, we're going to create our own media. So that we first started these two radio stations. Then we, through doing that, we started promoting the idea. And we were able to get as many as 400 unlicensed pirate radio stations in the U.S. up and running at the height. Then there was huge political struggle, a legal court case which outlawed pirate radio definitively because there was this gray area in the law where they had no specific mention of stations under 100 watts, and so we'd always keep our stations under 100 watts, so it was technically unclear as to whether it was illegal or not. So then they made a policy, a law, on how to get a permit. You could get a permit for a low-watt station. The weird thing was the only people that got permits were Christian broadcasting stations, and so now many of our frequencies have been hijacked by the Christian right, and so now we're back into a much more illegal phase than we were originally, and in fact, San Francisco Liberation Radio, which has been broadcasting for 10 years last year, was busted on its 10th anniversary. The equipment's taken. The people that were whose house the station was broadcasting from were arrested, and they've been fined $25,000.
Mreža Food Not Bombs ima poleg zanimive medijske aktivnosti tudi zanimiv in prepoznaven simbol, pest s korenčkom. Čigava ideja pa je bil ta znani simbol aktivistov, pojasnjuje Kit.
Well, I'm the person that designed this logo, and I wanted to have a fist, like the symbol of unity that the fist represents, and to have a carrot because bean food, but also because of the carrot stalk when on the end looks sort of like flames, like the sort of like the torch of liberty that the Statue of Liberty has. Then we specifically chose purple for the hand as part of the logo because we wanted to have a symbol of all races being united rather than just, you know, white or black or Chicano. So that's how the color combination and really the purple with the green and the orange of the carrot, like, looks very, very vibrant. And so we came up with that idea of a color combination. So.
Food Not Bombs danes predstavlja svetovno gibanje, katerem pa so razlike med različnimi skupinami Food Not Bombs po svetu in ZDA, smo še vprašali Kita.
Well, one of the things that I found really, really interesting was the amount of Food Not Bombs groups in Europe that work out of squats. They have a common where the part of this idea is the squat. The other thing that I find really fascinating in Europe is that there is very, very strong, unlike in the U.S., that the groups here always have a banner and literature and have people handing out literature when they're doing the food so that it's seen as a central part of the action is not only the vegetarian food but also the politics of it. And the strategy of where to set up the Food Not Bombs chapters in Europe kind of goes more parallel to my idea of it too, which is to get a high visibility location with a great number of types and classes of people passing by so that you get the most effective outreach and the most impact politically that you can. I think that like is really, really important to have that kind of a connection on the streets. And I found in for instance, recently in San Francisco, I went to visit the Food Not Bombs chapter there. That was one of my, second chapter I helped start. Was disappointed to see no literature, no banner, and Christians handing out Christian literature at the service, giving the impression that it was basically Christians giving away free food and honoring God or something. So to me, that was very, very disappointing. Also, the types of literature, the types of signs, the whole way of including music and performance in the serving in Europe is really, really fantastic and reminiscent of the Food Not Bombs chapters of Boston and San Francisco in the early days. And so I'm really inspired by what I've seen in Europe. It's very, people seem to be very dedicated. And I really hope to go somehow impart this message to the chapters on my North American tour and to encourage them to somehow get involved. And now I'm really investigating how can I say this without insulting them in a way that they will hear and in a way where they will be inspired to actually follow through on getting the literature out there rather than feeling like I'm scolding them as some old guy. That's the trick. I haven't figured out exactly how to do it in a way that will be effective where they will, because it's just so inspiring. And I'm hoping by showing the videos that I've collected from Europe that they'll go, oh yeah, that's how they do it in Europe, and they will be inspired to do it themselves.
Kitu se torej zanimivo zdi, da veliko evropskih skupin Food Not Bombs deluje v skvotih, poleg tega pa ga pozitivno preseneča tudi dejstvo, da imajo v nasprotju ZDA skupine v Evropi vedno transparente in letake ter literaturo, ki jih delijo ljudem med tem, ko delijo brezplačno, vegetarijansko hrano. Prav tako kot razdeljevanje brezplačne hrane je za njih namreč pomembno politično sporočilo. Pa se ljudje, ki jedo pri Food Not Bombs, dejansko zavedajo razlike med, na primer, kuhinjo Food Not Bombs in kuhinjami različnih cerkvenih iniciativ.
Yeah, I find that many of the homeless people and the poor people that eat with Food Not Bombs comment frequently to me that they really like us because we are not above them, that we are with them, that we're one of them. And that unlike any kind of group that gives them food, we show them a lot more respect, try to really connect with them personally in a real way and really be a part of their lives. And one really great example is I was in Tucson doing a Food Not Bombs literature table out on the streets. And this woman comes by and she goes, oh, God, I've got to give you $20. I've got to give you $20. When I was in Sacramento, California, with my two children, I came across a Food Not Bombs table. And you were the only people that ever treated me with respect, that really cared about me as a person and didn't speak down to me. And the fact that you honored me so much there turned me around in my life, because before that, everyone was demeaning to me and showed me disrespect. But because of Food Not Bombs, I got my life together. I felt better about myself, and that would have never happened if I had not walked to come across your table and started eating with you.
So it's a big point to work with community.
It's a really big point to be a part of the community, to be connected to the people that are giving you the food on a personal level. The people, you know, when you're, that's one thing I don't encourage dumpster diving and getting the food out of the garbage as much as talking to the workers at the produce stores and getting the food directly with them, because you build this other stronger relationship, plus you get much better quality food and much more food. So it's like, you know, working with the whole community, being a part of your community. That's the other great thing about Food Not Bombs. It's each group's autonomous, and they're started by local people in the community that do it themselves. It's not like kind of the Communist Party strategies where, you know, professional organizers come into your town and tell you how to organize in your town. It's the actual people in that town that do the organizing themselves. And so that's one of the other reasons it's so strong and it's lasted so long and has such permanence.
To pa je tudi vse v nocošnji črni luknji, ki sem jo pripravila Gita. Blaž še naprej ostaja z vami, mi pa se spet slišmo naslednji teden. Čau.
Barcelona es bona si la bossa sona. La Barcelona del setge jutge d'un jutjat que mengen fetge d'un penjat. Aquest penjat penjada té bona la imaginació per sortint-se de les escletxes que el sistema deixa.
What's a revolution to you?
To kill their bosses and take their money.
Revolution! Revolution! Well, how can you in a democratic country raise the people's voice?